AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A narrow gag order is being placed on former President Donald Trump in his 2020 election subversion case in Washington. He's barred from making statements targeting prosecutors, possible witnesses, and the judge's staff. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team raised alarm about disparaging statements made by Trump. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in Israel, pledging U.S. support for the war with Hamas. He met with Defense Minister Yoav Gallant.
Senior officials of America are here every day, and the American flag is sailing on board in the Mediterranean. And we know what is the meaning.
Hospitals in Gaza face collapse as water, power, and medicine near depletion, and hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are searching for dwindling food supplies. Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says fighters targeted five Israeli posts along the border with Israel.
Hezbollah's military media arm released a video showing snipers shooting at and destroying surveillance cameras along the Lebanon-Israel border. The move comes after days of exchanging fire that left several dead. Israeli troops were seen patrolling in northern Israel as tensions rise with Lebanon's Hezbollah. In the Knesset, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Iran and Hezbollah not to get involved in the fighting. Don't test us in the north. Don't repeat the mistake you already made once, because today the price you will pay will be much heavier. The Israeli Prime Minister was referring to a vicious month-long war between Hezbollah and Israel in 2006. I'm Karen Chamas.
It has to be approved by a judge, but there's a settlement in a lawsuit over the Trump administration's separation of family members at the Mexico border. It would limit future separations for 8 years. This is AP News. A drug used in diabetes treatment was found to help dieters shed up to a quarter of their body weight.
Tirzepatide is an injected drug sold by Eli Lilly under the brand name Mounjaro. It was approved last year to treat diabetes, and now it's under fast-track review to treat obesity in the U.S. A new study published in the journal Nature Medicine compared two groups of people with complications from obesity who were not diabetic. After 3 months of intensive diet and exercise, both groups lost an average of 7% of their body weight. People who then started getting weekly injections of Mounjaro lost an additional 18.4% for an average total of 60 pounds over 16 months. Those receiving placebo shots gained an average of 6 pounds back. About 10% of patients discontinued the drug because of side effects, which included diarrhea, nausea, and constipation. Obesity specialist Dr. Caroline Apovian, who wasn't involved in the study, says the results are comparable to a gastric bypass. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.